Anzac Biscuits by Philippa Weary. On Anzac Day, we remember the soldiers from New Zealand and Australia who went off to fight on the other side of the world in World War I. We especially remember the soldiers who died on the 25th of April 1915 during the fighting on the beaches at Gallipoli in Turkey. Anzac Day is a very important day in both New Zealand and Australia. Schools and shops are closed, and lots of people get up early to go to dawn parades. There, they remember all the soldiers who have fought and died, not only in World War I, but also in the many other wars that have taken place since then. Some families also commemorate the day by baking Anzac biscuits. So what do yummy, crunchy, crispy biscuits have to do with our troops overseas in World War I? Nobody knows who made the first Anzac biscuits. They may have been based on Scottish oat cakes, brought to Australia and New Zealand by Scottish people who emigrated here. Or maybe soldiers, trapped in the trenches without enough to eat, came up with the recipe themselves. But it seems most likely that the first Anzac biscuits were made by the mothers, wives, and girlfriends left behind when the soldiers went off to war. These women wanted to send food parcels to the men serving overseas. The food parcels were carried in Navy ships, which took 2 months to arrive and had no refrigerators. So the food in the parcels had to be long-lasting, as well as tasty and healthy. The soldiers were already issued with army biscuits instead of bread. Although they lasted well, they were so hard the men could hardly eat them. They would often grind them up to make porridge or stews. The new biscuits were softer and made from ingredients that were cheap and fairly easy to get. They didn't contain eggs, which might go off and were hard to get in wartime. The biscuits were packed in airtight tins to make sure they stayed crisp. At first, they were called soldiers' biscuits, but after Gallipoli, they were renamed Anzac biscuits. Today, you can find lots of different recipes for Anzac biscuits. Some have nuts, spices, or dried fruit for extra flavour. Here's a recipe you might like to try for next Anzac Day or any other time you feel like a crisp and tasty treat. Anzac biscuits. You will need 1/2 cup of white flour, 1/2 cup of sugar, 3/4 cup of rolled oats, 3/4 cup of coconut, 100 grams of butter, 1 tablespoon golden syrup, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 2 tablespoons boiling water. Number 1. Mix the flour, sugar, rolled oats, and coconut in a bowl. 2. Get an adult to help you melt the butter and golden syrup in a saucepan over a low heat. 3. Put the baking soda in a cup. Ask an adult to help you add the boiling water. The mixture will foam up. Add this to the mixture of butter and golden syrup. 4. Pour the liquid mixture into the flour and other dry ingredients. Stir. 5. Grease a baking tray. Put tablespoonfuls of the mixture onto the tray about 4 centimetres apart. 6. Bake at 180 degrees Celsius for about 15 minutes or until the biscuits are a golden colour.